بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. All praise is to the one to whom all dignity, honor and glory due, the unique with perfect attributes. He begets not, nor was he begotten. He has no equal, but he is the almighty. All affairs are managed according to his wisdom, and there is no support with him. I testify that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah, to whom belongs all the praise, and he has power over all things. I testify that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and messenger, who was sent as a warner and as a lamp giving the light of guidance and as a caller to Allah. May the blessings of Allah be upon him, his family and his companions and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day. Amen. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today, inshallah, we will have the sixth message of hope, and the title of the class of today, Are You Satisfied With Your Life? Inshallah, today we will try to have a focus on our goals and our ways of life. We need to answer some questions. Answering these questions is similar to looking at the mirror. But the difference is that when you look at the mirror, you can see your outside picture. But answering these questions will help you to know your own self, your inside, your real feelings, your ideas and thoughts, your plans and your goals. All these are related to your reality. Are you satisfied with your life or not? So now I will read the questions. They are 10 questions, and I will read them slowly so that I want, inshallah, whoever is listening to these classes to have a paper and a pen and to answer the questions while I am reading them. I will read them slowly, and then, inshallah, we will have samples of the answers from the sisters attending with us, some of the answers, and then, inshallah, we will start to discuss the topic of today. The first question is, are you unhappy or unsatisfied regarding your relation with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and why? Again, are you unsatisfied regarding your relation with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and why? The second question is, do you wish to have a new start in your life? Why? Again, do you wish to have a new start in your life? Why? Number three, do you regret marrying your spouse? Why? Again, number three, do you regret marrying your spouse, and why? Number four, are your kids not up to your expectations? Why? Again, question number four, are your kids not up to your expectations, and why? Number five, do you feel that people are mostly selfish? Number five, do you feel that people around you are mostly selfish? Number six, do you suffer attacks of loss of interest in everyone and everything? Again, question number six, do you suffer attacks of loss of interest in everyone and everything? How frequent and why? The sixth question, number seven, do you feel reluctant to take a decision? Again, question number seven, do you feel reluctant to take a decision? Question number eight, are worry and fear the feelings which you always have? Are worry and fear the feelings which you always have? Question number nine, do you suffer attacks of lack of energy for no reason? When? Again, question number nine, do you suffer attacks of lack of energy for no reasons, and when? Question number 10, are you unhappy because it is always difficult to attain your goals? Are you unhappy because it is always difficult to attain your goals? Again, Allah, I will read again the questions for those whom they want to know about their inner self. So number one, are you unsatisfied regarding your relation with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and why? Again, are you unsatisfied regarding your relation with Allah, and why? Question number two, do you wish to have a new start for your life? Why? Number three, do you regret marrying your spouse? Why? Number four, are your kids not up to your expectations? Why? question number 5. Do you feel that people around you are mostly selfish? Number 6. Do you suffer attacks of loss of interest in everyone and everything? How frequent? Why? Number 7. Do you feel reluctant to take a decision? Number 8. Are worry and fear the feelings which you always have? Number 9. Do you suffer attacks of lack of energy for no reason? When? And number 10. Are you unhappy because it is always difficult to attain your goals? After finishing answering this question, actually you will revise your answers. If you answer more than 6 questions with yes, this means that you are not satisfied with your life. And actually, if you are not satisfied with your life, we must know what about your goals. What are the most important goals in your life? Because we are always not satisfied with our life because our goals, we cannot have it as a reality in our life. So let us evaluate our goals in order to know they are the proper goals for the true believer, or we are a little bit confused about the goals for the believers. So the next question will be, this is the next series of questions regarding the most important goals for your life. I will mention some goals, and I want you, whoever is listening to the class, to choose 5 of them and to arrange them according to their priority. Arrange them in order. Number 1, to live a long life. Number 2, to own a mansion, cars, jewelry, that is to say, to be very rich. Number 3, to have the best health. Number 4, to have a happy marriage. Number 5, your kids become the best in their career. Number 6, big bank account. Number 7, traveling all over the world. Number 8, to have a mental peace. Number 9, big number of friends. Number 10, love from all around. Number 11, to worship Allah in the best form. 12, to be guided, to have guidance. Number 13, to live in the best place in the world. And number 14, to keep your beauty until old age. Please choose 5 of them and arrange them according to their importance for you. And then, inshallah, we will start our class from this point. Allah Rahman Rahim. So let us have a sample from the answers of 5 of the sisters attending with us, inshallah, so that we will have an idea about, you know, how we Muslims are feeling about satisfaction and goals in our life. So the first question is, are you unhappy regarding your relation with Allah and why? One of the sisters, the first one, she wrote, no, I am happy with Allah for the blessing He has provided. So the first one is happy with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The second one, I am happy with the relation. The third one, I am not unhappy, but I feel we'll have a lot to learn. So one sister is not happy. So yes, she is not happy. Number 4, I am happy. Number 5, is not happy, feel that I am starting to take steps for a better relation. So 3 sisters are happy, 2 are not happy. Okay, this is number 1. Because we want to know what is the question, all the sisters will have the same answer. Now, question about the relation with Allah, there is some variation. Question number 2, do you wish to have a new start in your life and why? Sister number 1 said yes, more time for religion. Number 2, no, I don't want to have a new start. Number 3, no, I don't, I already had one. Number 4, no. Number 5, no. So most of the sisters are satisfied with their life. Regarding question number 2, alhamdulillah, of the sisters, alhamdulillah, they don't want to have a new start. Very good. Okay, question number 3, do you regret marrying your spouse and why? The first one, no, no. Second one, no. Third one, no kids. Number 4, no. Number 5, no. Alhamdulillah, all are happy in the marriage.
Sister,
Number four, are your kids not to your expectations and why? The first answer, yes. Probably they didn't, they don't have religious classes. So, the second answer, they are better than that. So this means she is satisfied. Number three, she has no kids. Number four, no. Are your kids not to your expectations? So the kids are too up to the expectations. And the number five, also no. Okay, this is very good. Okay. Now, question number five. Do you feel that people are mostly selfish? Yes. Yes. I think some people are selfish. Some people are selfish. No. So still you don't agree for one question. Most of the questions you have different points of view. Except the question regarding to marriage. Okay, no one wants to change her husband. Alhamdulillah. Question number six. Do you suffer attacks of loss of interest in everyone and everything? How frequent and why? The first answer is no. The second answer, I always interest with something. So this means no. This is question number six, no. Question number six, there is no answer. Question number six, occasionally. Okay. Actually, this is some of the symptoms of, sadness or despair, or depression. Some of the mild depression. So, alhamdulillah, only one sister sometimes feels this. Question number seven, do you feel reluctant to take a decision? This is number seven. No. Seven, yes. It may, yes. Yes. Number seven, yes. Number seven sometimes. So, number seven also is one of the questions, you agree for mostly, reluctant to take a decision. Question number eight, are worry, fear, the feelings which you always have? Question number eight, the first answer is yes. The second answer, I worry about after this. Maybe worry sometimes, not always. No. Okay. MashaAllah. But sister, there is no one who never feel worried. But alhamdulillah, it is not always worry. Okay. So alhamdulillah, mostly no worry. Number nine, do you suffer attacks of lack of energy for no reasons? First answer, no. Second answer, no. Third answer, yes. Sometimes I can't get out of bed and I don't feel like doing anything. Not because I am tired, just I feel that way. I feel lack of energy at the end of the day. Occasionally. Okay. Still, this question is related to mild symptoms of depression. Mild, very mild. Question number 10, are you unhappy because it is always difficult to attain your goals? Yes, sometimes. No, I feel frustrated sometimes, but know that I have to be patient. Okay. No? No. Very good. Alhamdulillah. This is very good answers, but again, sisters, it is not the full reality. Okay? Because I will prove to you this from the answer of the goals in life. Okay? Let us now check about the goals of life. The answer of five sisters, don't know the names, but just we want to know, how they evaluate their goals in life. So for the first sister, the most important goal is to worship Allah. The second one, to have the kids to have the best career. Number three, to have a happy marriage. Number four, to have a mental peace. And number five, to have big number of friends. This is one of the answers. The second answer, number one, is to worship Allah in the best form. Number two is to have mental peace. Number three, to have a happy marriage. Number four, love from all around. And number five, the kids to be in the best career. Actually, it is very similar to the first one. The third answer is to worship Allah in the best form. Number two, to have guidance. Number three, to have mental peace. And number four, to have the best health. And number five, to have a happy marriage. Alhamdulillah, mostly it is to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, number one. Okay, I will discuss with you. The fourth answer is to worship Allah in the best form, to have guidance, happy marriage, mental peace, traveling all over the world. Okay, number one is number three?
Number three over here.
To have the best health. What is number one?
Yeah.
To have the best health. And number two, the kids become the best in the career. Number three, traveling all over the world. Number four, to worship Allah in the best form. And number five, to be guided. Correct?
Yes.
Okay. So actually, this is the one different answer from all the answers, because in this answer, the sister, she was looking for the best health as number one. Okay, the other sisters, mostly number one was to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the best form, but alhamdulillah it was chosen also. So if we try to revise the hopes or the goals of these five sisters, okay, actually they all agree to worship mostly Allah in the best form, this is number one, and they also agree to have a happy marriage mostly, kids to become the best in the career mostly, this is the three which they all have similar, and then it was different regarding one goal, someone chose to travel all over the world, and the other, actually traveling all over the world, two sisters, okay, to have a mental peace. This was the one. Okay. So now, sisters, it is clear that worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the best form is the goal of most of the sisters. Okay. And to have mental peace, to have marriage, happy marriage, okay, and to have the best health. Okay. Alhamdulillah, okay, actually, to tell you the truth, this was not my expectations. Okay, because I like to say the truth. It was not my expectation for the answers of the questions, and a little bit not my expectations for the goals. This is my, I like to say the truth. Because, actually, but maybe the sisters whom they answer these questions are a very special case. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows. But if this is the reality of the Muslims, that we are satisfied with the relation of Allah, we are happy with our husbands, our kids are to up our expectations, we can have decisions, everything is excellent in our life, okay? This means that Muslims will be supposed to be very successful people.
Muslims will
Yes, because these answers of the Muslims. This is sample of the answers of the Muslims. So if most of the Muslims are living this type of life, okay, this means that they are successful and they are satisfied with their life. And this means that Muslim community is supposed to be a very successful one. If this is the reality of most of the Muslims in the community. But if you look to the reality, okay, you will notice that most of the Muslims are not satisfied, and most of the Muslims in reality, in relation to the reality of life, are not successful. Okay? They are mostly worried. They are mostly having the feeling of fear. Okay? And many of them, they are taking antidepressant medication. This is the reality. Okay? If you want to know the reality, and if we are discussing the reality, okay? If you have 10 sisters, okay, you just choose them from different places, okay, and you ask them, are you happy in your life? Okay?
But we are talking Muslims all over the world, right?
Yes.
That is a 1 billion, over 1 billion.
No, but I'm not
this is no yes. representation.
Yes, this is, no, but I tell you, yes, yes, this is correct. Yes, this is correct. But at least you will be to the side of the reality. This is, you know, answers of very successful, highly satisfied, you know, Muslims. All praise to Allah. At least, alhamdulillah, there are Muslims whom they have this quality of life. But this is not the reality regarding most of the Muslims. Okay, you agree or not? I want you to tell me your points of view because you are the one who sent this answer. This.
Excuse me, I have a question. How you define success?
Success equals to satisfaction and acceptance of life. This is the success. When you accept the circumstances of your life, okay, and alhamdulillah, you are satisfied with the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and with your relation with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is the success. Okay? So, do you think that most of the Muslims are satisfied with their life and they are successful with this definition? I don't think so. What do you think? I want to listen to your points of view because your answers are not, you know, up to my expectations.
Oh, what was your expectation?
My expectation is that if I have the answers of 10 Muslims, 7 of them are not satisfied with their life. 7 of them are not happy. 7 of them are not successful.
I guess they may be just having complaint. Mostly, I don't think...
Because this is the reality. This is the reality of our situation. You know, if we are, alhamdulillah, very satisfied with our life, alhamdulillah, accepting the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, alhamdulillah, having a good relation with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we will be a successful community. Are we a successful community? You know, this is how you evaluate the reality. Okay, you can give the, you know, to the Muslims questions like this and everyone will give you the best answer. So you will be very happy.
Yeah.
Then you want to look and to evaluate the reality. The reality is different. So what is the problem? So I want you to answer me. If you have any answer.
What do you think?
If you don't agree with my theory, tell me your theory. So that will start the clash.
No, excuse me. Actually, whenever I go to some time seminar or something, you know, most people always bring a very, very small group of people. Mostly they complain Muslims are selfish, Muslims are selfish, you know. And I don't think the majority of the people, whether they are Muslim or not, they are selfish. To me, you know, most of the people, I don't think so. But whenever I go, I see they always, maybe it is 10% or less than that. I don't have a survey or something, but they always bring up, they spend so much time.
This issue, for the first time, I bring this issue. So do you have any point of view so that we can start?
Okay. No, I think most...
My point of view, or do you agree with this result?
Oh, I agree with this result.
Okay, so this is the Muslim. This is the
reality
of the Muslim.
Yeah, because wherever I go, or maybe you meet someone, I always find them happy and happy with their life.
This is excellent.
I think that maybe
sure.
I have encountered a lot of have talked to a lot of sisters, and I think that there are a lot of people, Muslims, who are either misinformed or they've reached a point where, for example, they pray 5 times a day, but they just pray because they have to, not because they really want to have that relationship, and they've lost kind of like that interest in getting closer, because every day you can learn something new. No matter how old you are, you can learn something new to better your relationship. And I think that a lot of people have reached the point where they just, I just pray 5 times a day and that's it. And that's why they're not happy, they're not satisfied.
Well, the only thing I have to say is that this survey is not representative. It could be that the 5 of us here are happy, But however, that's not good enough to say that the whole community is happy and satisfied. So it's really, if we look at the shape of the community, I don't think, things are going well, which is obvious, but...
I'm not sure. I think it's just interesting because I was just telling Nora that when you look at these questions, every person, whether it's a Muslim, non-Muslim, or whatever, has issues and struggles no matter what status they are in this world. And they have issues and struggles. I think looking at these questions, it just depends on how you're looking at your life in what light. Because if I had looked at these questions a little while ago, about a month or so ago, I would have answered them very differently, even though my life itself has not changed. But understanding or starting to understand Islam the way it's supposed to be, it gives me a lot more peace and understanding and patience, I think. So I think it's just, it's just a matter of your outlook.
So when you start to understand Islam, you start to feel that you can answer the questions in a better answer. Right. Okay? But when you were, it was not clear for you about the Islam, your answer were to the negative side. Okay, so this what, I want to clarify. This what I agree with. Okay? If we are close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the degree to the level, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to be as believers, this will be the answers. Okay? But when you notice that, most of the Muslims are all the time complaining. When you call any sister at any time and you tell her, Salamu alaikum sister, how are you? You will listen to the answer, I am excellent, alhamdulillah, everything is good, alhamdulillah, my kids is good, alhamdulillah. No. Immediately when you tell her, sister, Salamu alaikum, how are you? Oh, you can't imagine what problems I have today. You can't imagine.
Maybe
I will tell
maybe
you.
Maybe it's happening sometimes.
Yes.
Always say that, no, I'm not happy. Why not? Because you think about yourself, but you've been blessing. So maybe you don't answer like that.
But I think all of us answer like this because we've been attending your classes, and now we see differently. Yeah. For instance, I put my memory. I think I put.
Alhamdulillah.
I mean, a few years ago, that wouldn't have come up first.
Alhamdulillah.
Yes, because now, we understand better what the priorities are in life. That's why maybe you had those answers in this class.
Alhamdulillah. I am very happy, actually. I am very thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that when we understand our religion, it will have its effect on, our life. This is the most important. And because of that, actually, we will start this, classes. Now we will have a turn in the messages of hope. And this turn will be related to let us arrange our goals according to, the rules of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You see, this is what I want you, to know why I have these questions, Because if you notice, I put worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the best form at the end of the list. Because I want to, to check how the sisters, when they will have to choose five, they will have a place for worshipping of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or it is only just what is related to the worldly life, in spite of the fact that to have a good health, to have a happy marriage, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, to have mental peace, to have guidance is also very important, okay? But the most important goal for the believer must be to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the best shape, okay? And if you are the ones whom you choose to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the best shape or in the best form, this means that inshallah your answers are the reality. You see, this is how it is linked to each other. Whoever is living his life or her life in order to worship Allah in the best form, she will be a balanced human being
and she will be the one to know the truth. Accordingly, her answers will be, you know, these answers, you know, which will clarify that I know everything, I understand everything, I have a balanced spirit, I am not depressed, alhamdulillah, I am in a good shape. How you can be in a good shape? You can be in a good shape when you plan your goals in according to the rules of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And according to the rules of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most important goal for the believer must be to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this will be actually the message of hope which we will learn inshaAllah for two or three coming classes, because this is very important. To believe that the most important goal in your life is to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? How? What are the benefits? Okay, this is what we will learn in the coming classes. Okay, in the classes of the message of hope inshaAllah, and then we will learn as much as we can from the verses of the Quran. Because actually I feel now that most of the Muslims, they don't recite the Quran regularly every day. And most of the Muslims, they don't know the meaning of the Quran. And most of the Muslims, they don't have a link, spiritual link with the Quran. Okay? We don't love the Quran, we don't understand the Quran, we don't live the Quran, we don't appreciate the Quran. This is totally wrong. Okay? So inshallah, one of the goals of these classes of messages of hope is that, for example, the most important goal for the believer is to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We will recite all the verses of the Quran which is related to worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I prepare the list of these verses of the Quran. Every topic which we will learn in details in the messages of hope, you will learn the list of the verses of the Quran which is related to that topic, and we will learn the tafsir and the meaning of these verses. Then we will learn the lessons, how to apply it in our life, what are the blessings. So that inshallah you will start to have, you know, a clear understanding about these basics of the Quran, which every believer is in need of. When you will start to come close to the Quran according to your goals in life, inshallah you will start to love the Quran, and you will start to feel how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sending for us messages of hope, mercy and guidance in the Quran. Okay, this is how we will start these classes about our goals in life. Okay, and the most important one is the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then we will learn about guidance, then how to have the best health, how to have the best marriage. All your goals, we will learn how to have it. And our reference is the verses of the Quran, inshallah. This is how we will proceed with the classes. And let us now start to know about worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the verses of the Quran which mention the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We will start to know in details about our goals in life and how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned them in the Quran. You will realize how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is clarifying to us the importance of these goals and the ways to have these goals and the blessings of these goals. You will realize how the Quran is the book of the knowledge and guidance. But unfortunately, we don't have time for it. I pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the time and the effort, inshallah, in order to learn this, to have this kind of knowledge, inshallah. Now we will start by knowing the verses of the Quran related to worship of Allah, which is the most important goal for the believer. Number one, Surah Al-Fatiha. We will read from Surah Al-Fatiha in order to know the verse which is related to worship of Allah. بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمِ الرَّحِيمِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ مَالِكِ يَوْمِ الدِّينِ إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. So it is verse number 5 from Surah Al-Fatih. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. You alone we worship and you alone we ask for help. Okay? So this is number one. The worship of Allah is mentioned in the Quran, Surah Al-Fatiha, verse number 5. Okay? The second, we will read from Surah Al-Fatiha, Surah Al-Baqarah, verse number 21. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الناس اعبدوا ربكم الذي خلقكم والذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون. O mankind, worship your Lord Allah who created you and those who were before you so that you may become the wise. Okay? Inshallah, I will give you the meaning of every verse, but let us learn, know all of them first, the list first. We will move now to Surah number 10, Surah Yunus.
Surah number 10.
I am giving you the verse of the Quran which the word Ya'bud is mentioned. Worship is mentioned. Okay, worship of Allah. Surah Yunus, Surah number 10, verse number 104. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل يا أيها الناس إن كنتم في شك من ديني فلا أعبد الذين تعبدون من دون الله ولكن أعبد الله الذي يتوفاكم وأمرت أن أكون من المؤمنين.
Say, O Muhammad, you mankind, if you are in doubt as to my religion, Islam, then know that I will never worship those whom you worship besides Allah. But I worship Allah who causes you to die, and I am commanded to be one of the believers.
Thank you. It's Surah number 11, at Hud. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Surah number 11, verse number 2. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا اللَّهِ إِنَّنِي لَكُمْ مِنْهُ نَذِيرٌ وَبَشِيرٌ.
Saying, worship none but Allah. Verily, I, Muhammad, am to you from him a warner and a bringer of glad tidings.
Okay. Then in the same surah, verse number 25.
Which surah? The same surah, Surah Hud.
We'll have many verses in Surah Hud. So Surah Hud, then number 26, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We will read 25 and 26 because they are related to each other to clarify the meaning. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولقد أرسلنا نوحا إلى قومه إني لكم نذير مبين ألا تعبدوا إلا الله إني أخاف عليكم عذاب يوم أليم.
And indeed we sent Noah to his people, and he said, I have come to you as a plain warner, that you worship none but Allah. Surely I fear for you the torment of a painful day.
Okay. Verse number 50 from the same surah. Surah Hud, verse number 50. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Wa ila 'adin akhahum huda. Qala ya qawm.
And to the Ad people we sent, their brother Hud. He said, O my people, worship Allah. You have no other ilah, God, but Him. Certainly you do nothing but invent lies.
Okay. Then verse number 61 from the same surah. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وإلى ثمود أخاهم صالحا قال يا قوم اعبدوا الله ما لكم من إله غيره هو أنشأكم من الأرض واستعمركم فيها فاستغفروه ثم توبوا إليه إن ربي قريب مجيب.
And to Thamud people we sent their brother Salih. He said, O my people, worship Allah. You have no other ilah, God, but Him. He brought you forth from the earth and settled you therein. Then He asked forgiveness of Him. Then asked forgiveness of Him and turned him to Him in repentance. Certainly, my Lord is near to all by His knowledge responsive.
Okay. The next is verse number 84 from the same surah, Surah Hud. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وإلى مدين أخاهم شعيبا قال يا قوم اعبدوا الله ما لكم من إله غيره ولا تنقصوا المكيال والميزان إني أراكم بخير وإني أخاف عليكم عذاب يوم محيط.
And to the Madian people we sent their brother Shu'aib. He said, O my people, worship Allah. You have no other ilah, God, but Him, and give not short measure or weight. I see your prosperity, and verily I fear for you the torment of the day encompassing.
Then, verse number 123 from the same surah. The last verse of the surah. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولله غيب السماوات والأرض وإليه يرجع الأمر كله فاعبده وتوكل عليه وما ربك بغافل عما تعملون.
And to Allah belongs the ghaib, unseen, of the heavens and the earth, and to Him return all affairs for decision. So worship Him, O Muhammad, and put your trust in Him, and your Lord is not unaware of what you people do.
Okay, very good. Surah number 12, Surah Yusuf, and we will read verses 39 and 40. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا صاحبي السجن أأرباب متفرقون خير أم الله الواحد القهار ما تعبدون من دونه إلا أسماء سميتموها أنتم وآباؤكم ما أنزل الله بها من سلطان إن الحكم إلا لله أمر ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه ذلك الدين القيم ولكن أكثر الناس لا يعلمون.
O two companions of the prison, are many different lords, gods, better than Allah, the One, the Irresistible? You do not worship besides Him, but only names which you have named, you and your fathers, for which Allah has sent down no authority. The command or the judgment is for none but Allah. He has commanded that you worship none but Him. That is the true, straight religion, but most men know not.
Now we will read from Surah number 15, verse number 99. Sister, you have to be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala while we are reciting the Quran. Every letter you are getting 10 good deeds. So you can imagine how many deeds you will have in this half an hour from just recitation of the Quran. All praise to Allah. You see, this is the Quran and the mercy of the Quran. Alhamdulillah. Allah is not giving this to everyone. Only to the one whom He chose, you know, to have these blessings of the good deeds related to recitation of the Quran. Now we will read from Surah number 16, Surah An-Nahl. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I said Surah 15 first. 15, yes. Surah number 15, Surah Al-Hijr. We will read verse number 99. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم واعبد ربك حتى يأتيك اليقين.
And worship your Lord until there comes to you the certainty.
The death. Certainty is the death.
The death.
Yes. Because you know the meaning of this is the death. To worship Allah until death. Okay. Now we will read from Surah number 16, Surah An-Nahl, verse number 36. You see, sisters, how many times in the Quran You know, Allah is mentioning about worshipping of Allah, and actually you will learn the meaning of the word to worship Allah because it is misunderstood by most of the Muslims. What is the meaning of worship, the word worship in Islam? Okay, this is what we will learn inshallah next week. Just today we want to know where it is in the Quran, Surah number 16, verse number 36. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولقد بعثنا في كل أمة رسولا أن اعبدوا الله واجتنبوا الطاغوت فمنهم من هدى الله ومنهم من حقت عليه الضلالة فسيروا في الأرض فانظروا كيف كان عاقبة المكذبين.
And verily we have sent among every ummah, community, nation, a messenger proclaiming, worship Allah alone, and avoid or keep away from
Tagut.
All false deities,
yes.
Do not worship anything besides Allah. Then of them were some whom Allah guided, and of them were some upon whom the strain was justified. So travel through the land and see what was the end of those who denied the truth.
Then we will read from Surah number 19, verse number 36 and verse number 65.
I'm sorry, what was the surah?
Surah number 19, Surah Maryam. We will read verse number 36. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Verse number 36 from Surah 19, Surah Maryam. وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ رَبِّي وَرَبُّكُمْ فَاعْبُدُوهُ هَذَا صِرَاطٌ مُسْتَقِيمٌ.
Isa, Jesus said, and verily Allah is my Lord and your Lord, so worship Him alone. That is a straight path. Allah's religion of Islamic monotheism, which He did ordain for all of His prophets.
Okay. We will read also verse number 65 from the same surah. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب السماوات والأرض وما بينهما فاعبده واصطبر لعبادته هل تعلم له سميا.
Lord of the heavens and the earth and all that is between them, so worship Him alone and be constant and patient in His worship. Do you know of any who is similar to Him?
Okay. Now we will read from Surah number 20, verse number 14. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إنني أنا الله لا إله إلا أنا فاعبدني وأقم الصلاة لذكري.
Verily I am Allah, la ilaha illa ana. None has the right to be worshipped but I, so worship me and perform as-salat, the prayers for my remembrance.
Okay. Now we will read from Surah number 21. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Surah Al-Anbiya. We will read verse 25 and verse 92. Verse number 25. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وما أرسلنا من قبلك من رسول إلا نوحي إليه أنه لا إله إلا أنا فاعبدون.
Than any messenger before you, O Muhammad, peace be upon him. But we revealed to him saying, لا إله إلا أنا. None has the right to be worshipped but I, Allah. So worship me alone and none else.
Okay. This is Surah number 21. We will read also verse number 92. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Verse number 92 from Surah number 21. إن هذه أمتكم أمة واحدة وأنا ربكم فاعبدون.
Truly this, your ummah, Sharia or Islamic monotheism is one religion, and I am your Lord, therefore worship me alone.
Okay. Now we will read from Surah number 22, verse number 62 and verse number 77. Surah number 22. Surah number 22. Yes, verse number 62. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
ذلك بأن الله هو الحق وأن ما يدعون من دونه الباطل وأن الله هو العلي الكبير. We will read verse number 77 from Surah Al-Hajj, Surah number 22. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا ارْكَعُوا وَاسْجُدُوا وَاعْبُدُوا رَبَّكُمْ وَافْعَلُوا الْخَيْرَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ.
O you who have believed, bow down and prostrate yourselves and worship your Lord and do good that you may be successful.
Okay. Now we will read from Surah number 24, Surah An-Nur, verse number 55. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. وعد الله الذين آمنوا منكم وعملوا الصالحات ليستخلفنهم في الأرض. ليستخلفنهم في الأرض كما استخلف الذين من قبلهم وليمكنن لهم دينهم الذي ارتضى لهم وليبدلنهم من بعد خوفهم أمنا يعبدونني لا يشركون بي شيئا ومن كفر بعد ذلك فأولئك هم الفاسقون.
Allah has promised those among you who believe and do righteous good deeds that He will certainly grant them succession to the present rulers in the land, as He granted it to those before them, and that He will grant them the authority to practice their religion which He has chosen for them. And He will surely give them in exchange a safe security after their fear, provided they, believers, worship me and do not associate anything in worship with me. But whoever disbelieved after this, they are the fasiqun,
the rebellious.
The rebellious, disobedient to Allah.
Okay. Now we will read from Surah number 27, verse number 91. Surah number 27, yes. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Verse number 91. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. إنما أمرت أن أعبد رب هذه البلدة الذي حرمها وله كل شيء وأمرت أن أكون من المسلمين.
I, Muhammad, peace be upon him, have been commanded only to worship the Lord of this city, Mecca, who has sanctified it and to whom belongs everything. I am commanded to be from among the Muslims, those who submit to Allah in Islam.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم صلي وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم اللهم إنا نسألك رحمة من عندك تهدي بها قلوبنا وتجمع بها شملنا وتلم بها شعثنا وترد بها الفتن عنا وتحفظ بها غائبنا وترفع بها شاهدنا وتزكي بها أعمالنا وتحفظنا بها اللهم من كل سوء اللهم اهدنا في من هديت وعافنا في من عافيت وتولنا في من توليت وبارك لنا فيما أعطيت وقنا واصرف عنا برحمتك شر ما قضيت فإنك تقضي ولا يقضى عليك إنه لا يذل من واليت ولا يعز من عاديت تباركت ربنا وتعاليت اللهم اقسم لنا من خشيتك ما تحول به بيننا وبين معصيتك ومن طاعتك ما تبلغنا به جنتك ومن اليقين ما تهون به علينا مصائب الدنيا ومتعنا اللهم بأسماعنا وأبصارنا وقواتنا أبدا ما أبقيتنا واجعله الوارث منا واجعل ثأرنا على من ظلمنا ولا تجعل مصيبتنا في ديننا ولا تجعل الدنيا أكبر همنا ولا مبلغ علمنا ولا إلى النار مصيرنا واجعل الجنة هي دارنا
اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا. اللهم يا ذا الجلال والإكرام والعزة التي لا ترام، نسألك يا الله يا رحمن أن تجعل القرآن العظيم ربيع قلوبنا ونور صدورنا وجلاء همومنا وذهاب أحزاننا. اللهم علمنا منه ما جهلنا وذكرنا منه ما نسينا، وارزقنا تلاوته آناء الليل وأطراف النهار على الوجه الذي يرضيك عنا. اللهم اجعل اجتماعنا هذا اجتماعا مرحوما، واجعل تفرقنا من بعده تفرقا معصوما، ولا تجعل فينا ولا منا ولا معنا شقيا ولا محروما. اللهم لا تجعل لنا في مقامنا هذا ذنبا إلا غفرته، ولا هما إلا فرجته، ولا كربا إلا نفسته، ولا مريضا إلا شفيته، ولا مبتلا إلا عافيته، ولا دينا إلا قضيته، ولا حاجة من حوائج الدنيا هي لك رضا ولنا فيها صلاح إلا قضيتها لنا، برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم ارحمنا والدينا والمؤمنين يوم يقوم الحساب. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين.